Ritem srca.
Oddaja o sodobni krščanski glasbi. Ritem srca.
Lep pozdrav v minutah, ki jih o petkovih večerih na radiu Ognjišče namenjamo sodobni krščanski glasbi. Nocoj se bomo zadržali pri tujih glasbenih novostih, saj ste o domačih, predvsem festivalskih, v našem nocojšnjem programu že slišali marsikaj lepega. Začenjamo tako skupino 10th Avenue North in njihovim aktualnim albumom Learning to Trust, ki je šel pred dnevi. Skupina, ki nekako deluje pod umetniškim in ustvarjalnim vodstvom frontmana Mikea Donahueja, tako v svet po skoraj troletnem premoru zdaj s prenovljeno zasedbo pošilja tudi novo glasbo. Novi album, že njihov 11. po vrsti, prinaša 14 novih pesmi te skupine, ki je sicer nastala leta 2000 in je svoje ime vzela kar po ulici kraja, v katerem sta živela takrat ustanovna člana Donahue in Jamieson. Pesmi z novega albuma so življenjske in se osredotočajo na odnos do Boga in sebe, skoznje pa večinski avtor Mike Donahue pričuje občuteni božji prisotnosti ter božjih delih v njegovem življenju. Prisluhnimo pesmi Running with you in the dark, ki je nastala ob izgubi ljubljene osebe, pesem pa govori o zaupanju v Boga in veri v njegovo spremstvo. Tudi takrat, kadar se znajdemo v teminah globeli, v gluhi tišini samote, v preizkušnjah, ki se morda zdijo pretežke.
Running with you
but I know we'll get through it.
Na radiu Ognišče poslušate oddajo Ritem srca, z nami pa so bili v pesmi Running With You In The Dark, 10th Avenue North, ameriška krščanska zasedba, ki je pred dnevi izdala svoj že 11. album z naslovom Learning To Trust. Ta se, kot nakazuje naslov, osredotoča na odnos do Boga, na zaupanje v Božjo voljo, ki pa je, seveda, življenjski proces, ki se nikoli ne konča in zaključi. Prisluhnimo zasedbi še enkrat, tokrat v pesmi, ki bo govorila o ljubezni do sebe. Torej o spoznanju, da sem tudi sam v vsakem trenutku ljubljen in da moram biti te ljubezni do sebe sposoben tudi sam. Kajti če verujemo v to, da nas Bog ljubi vedno, kako ne bi ljubili tudi sami sebe.
I've tried to hate myself, thinking that's how things will change, but it never helps. Piling up the blame, fighting fire with fire, hurt with more hurt, breaking my own heart makes everything worse. I gotta be kind, kind to myself, 'cause I can't change, change anyway else. If the kindness of my savior is how it changes me, then I can be sounds insane, but the old way wasn't working. I try to medicate when the pain's under the surface. I've never healed by power, and through I had to learn how to see me the way that you do. I gotta be kind, kind to myself, 'cause I can't. For the thousandth time, is it cruel or is it kind?
Na radiu Ognišče poslušate oddajo Ritem srca v pesmi Kind to Myself, pa so bili z nami 10th Avenue North in tudi z naslednjo ostajamo v deželi na drugi strani Velike Luže, in sicer gremo v San Diego v Kalifornijo k Philu Wickhamu in njegovi novi pesmi Homesick for Heaven. Ta govori o hrepenenju po nebesih, o hrepenenju po snidenju z Gospodom in vsemi, ki so pred njegovim obličjem. Kako gojiti primeren odnos do takega hrepenenja in hkrati biti prisoten tukaj in zdaj v svetu, kjer smo, pa je seveda težko vprašanje. Kakorkoli, prisluhnimo, kaj o tem pravi in poje že omenjeni Phil Wickham.
My heart belongs to a country and a king, of a land I've always known but I've never seen. Some call it paradise or the land of the living. Well, I call it home, and I'm homesick for heaven. I wanna walk with Moses on streets of
I know it takes some faith, but today you can know without question. Believe in the power of Jesus' name, and you're going to heaven.
Phil Wickham je bil z nami v pesmi o nebesih ter o hrepenenju po snidenju z nebeškim očetom. O odnosu z Bogom pa bo govorila tudi naslednja pesem, v kateri bo z nami Benjamin Hastings, Irec, ki je korenine pognal v Avstraliji. V svoji najnovejši se ta krščanski kantavtor ustavlja ob razmišljanju o razločevanju bistva od nebistvenega, torej zrnja od plev, ki torej v svoji veri, v verskem življenju išče in poskuša prepoznati tisto, kar je vredno njegove pozornosti in slavljenja. Hastings bo z nami v pesmi At the Heart of It.
When my whole world revolved around you like a planet, and I would trust you with my life like you had planned it. And when I'd worship, I'd unearth it. I swear I could stay there for hours when losing myself was the art. Now I'm just trying to get back to the heart of it. Leave behind the madness and the additives, and find that kid who sang about the stars and danced on the dark like faith wasn't hard. I'm just trying to get back to the start again. That feeling that I had, you know, the innocence. And cut out all the unimportant parts. And hide in your arms and know who you are. I'm just trying to get back to your heart.
trying to get some warmth back in my daily bread and sing with the infinity of stars inside of your arms that know whose they are. I'm just trying to get back to the start again, but since I can't go back, I might as well advance and run into those everlasting arms. You didn't bring me this far to leave me in the dark, so I'll find you on the other side of heart. Though life left its mark through wrinkles and scars, I'm just trying to get back to your heart.
Na radiu Ognišče poslušate oddajo Ritem srca, z nami pa je bil v pesmi At the Heart of It, torej v središču vsega, Benjamin Hastings, irski kantautor, ki je svoj življenjski smisel našel v ustvarjanju glasbe, ki slavi Gospoda, ter govori o božjih delih, ki jih je sam občutil in doživel. S kantautorskim nastavkom pa bomo nocošnjo glasbeno druženje tudi sklenili, med nas pesmijo Dream I Never Had. Prihaja Corey Asbury, ki je pred leti zaslovel slavilno pesmijo Reckless Love, v zadnjem času pa so njegove pesmi zazrte nekoliko bolj osebno intimo in lastno doživljanje. Pesem Dream I Never Had nam slika odnos med očetom in sinom in perspektivo življenja, ki se tako zelo spremeni, kadar postanemo očetje ali matere. No in z njo se od vas za teden dni poslavljam tudi Andrej Jerman, ki sem oddajo uredil in pripravil. Pa vse dobro, ter lahko in mirno noč.
Daddy, when you were a little kid, what did you dream you'd be when you grew up? And Daddy, did you think that you'd play ball in the major leagues, cranking home runs? And did you want to be an astronaut? Maybe the president, or maybe not grow up at all like Peter Pan. Well, son, I dreamt that I'd be big and strong like Superman, or a better man than him. I thought that I'd get rich and get a big old house on a big old piece of land. And you showed up. Grow up, son. Hope you always hear your mama's voice reminding you where you come from. If you ever feel like giving up, like you're a million miles away, remember all those innocent dreams and they'll all fall into place. If you dream of growing big and strong like Superman, you'll be a better man than him. If one day you get rich and get a big old house, hope you think of your old man when a girl shows up and wrecks your life. Makes you realize what a grown man's gotta do when the dream he never had comes true. Dream he never had. I never was an astronaut, never met the president. Watching you grow up has been my best accomplishment. I thought that I'd be big and strong like Superman, but we both know I ain't him. And I have fallen down a time or two,
but I get back up again since you showed up and wrecked my life. Son, you helped me realize I still got growing up to do. My son, growing up with you is a dream I never had come true. Dream I never had.
Ritem srca.
Oddaja o sodobni krščanski glasbi. Ritem srca.